Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul with your host, Dr. Valerie N. Parker, businesswoman, author, speaker, and life coach. Dr. Parker is the president of Arise by VMP, which is a speakers bureau and public relations company. She is also the visionary and founder of the Soul of a Woman Foundation that brings awareness to domestic violence and children living in single-parent homes. Hot Topics from the Soul is a virtual lifeline to the community, discussing social and political issues, relationships, finances, motivation, and inspiration. For information regarding products, services, and resources, visit www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. That's www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I now present to you your host, Dr. Valerie Parker.
Good evening and welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul. This is the last day of March, March 31st, and then we transition to April 1st. A lot of people say it's April Fool's Day, but I don't even buy into it. Have with me my co-host, Shirley Carter.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us this evening. I am so looking forward to the show tonight, Val. It's, you know, like
yes.
You said, we're leaving March and kicking into the first day of April.
Yeah, you know, this year is zooming by so fast, and we've covered so many topics thus far this year, this 2015, and we have had some phenomenal guests on, and tonight is no exception. You know, tonight we're talking about the power to serve. There are so many individuals that are in our communities that are working and working with our children, working with our elderly, working with disadvantaged physically and emotionally individuals. And a lot of times they are not noticed. You know, a lot of times we say, oh, we're supporting this organization or that organization simply because we've seen them on television or we've heard about them on the radio. Or whenever there's a crisis, they say, oh, this nonprofit is going to undergird some of the individuals that have gone through traumas in their life. But you know, Shirley, about 90% of the funds go to administrative fees, and about 10% goes to the actual needs of the people.
And that is so true, but most people don't know that. They don't tap into that. It is like the more you're on television, the more you shine, like the pretty shiny penny, the more people gravitate to you and want to support you and do different things for you. But 90% of the people don't even inquire, where's my dollar going? Who is it really supporting? And they don't even take the time to look around in your community and see, okay, I supported this organization, but I don't see their faces in my community.
Yeah, you know, this is why I asked this guest to come on. Her name is Eula Murray Hilton. She's a businesswoman. She has an insurance company, and she has a heart and passion to serve young adults. Eula, are you there?
Yes, I am, Valerie. Thanks so much for having me.
I am so excited about your nonprofit, the Today Project. Can you tell us about that and some of the things that you have coming up?
Well, the Today Project, I started last year, and it really was something that God had put on my heart because young people, being a mother has always been a passion of mine, and I've always been interested to see young people get ahead. And I was noticing that young people from all walks of life, all ethnicities, all socioeconomic groups need motivation, need guidance, need encouragement, need someone to tell them that they are worthy and that they can do great things. So I decided to start the Today Project, and I'm happy to say that we're having our second annual event this year on May 2nd, 2015, right in Lauderhill, Florida.
Okay, tell us about that, because one of the things that I love about you and how we actually met was I have a foundation, the Soul of a Woman, that serves domestic violence and children in single-parent homes. However, you know, I can only do but so much at different times because the demand is so great. And you've been a champion with the Soul of a Woman Foundation as it relates to that part about empowering the young adult. So can you tell us about how you decided to cause that shift to do what you're doing now and what the Today Project is all about?
Well, the Today Project is really about communicating with young people where they are at now, not judging, not condemning, not criticizing maybe the way they wear their hair or how they dress or how they act, but just meeting them where they are and getting to know them and getting to know about the wonderful potential that they have in them. And I noticed that there was a lot of things for little kids. I noticed that us adults have wonderful motivational speakers like yourself, Valerie, who do such tremendous work and inspiring us every day. And I thought, you know what? Our young people need that. They need that more than ever. They need that encouragement. They need that guidance. So the Today Project caters to young people from the ages of 13 to 23. I'm always asked why such a wide net. But 13-year-olds who think they're grown, even if they're not, are beginning to figure things out, beginning to find their way. They need life skills. And then I found out on the other end of the spectrum, just because our kids graduate from high school and maybe go to college doesn't mean they have it all figured out. And they, too, need motivation. They, too, need direction as they enter the working world and follow their dreams and passions. So I just believe that young people are the future. I know it's a cliche, but it's true. And we can't afford to just sit aside as the older generation and criticize them because we may not like their music or how they look or everything. We need to empower them and show them the great things that they can do moving forward.
Well, you know, Edmund Burke says that evil prevails when good men and women do nothing. And I applaud you because, you know, you see a need and you're supplying for that need. And a lot of people don't do it. They say, well, that's Generation X. Let's just X them out. Let's not pay them any attention. But the age groups that you have are the core ages where we need someone to step in, because a lot of times the parents are working, and sometimes the parent is, they're working two jobs and not able to be able to undergird the children emotionally and mentally and even educationally. So therefore, they lose grip with reality of who they are. They see their lives that they're living right now, and their imagination cease to exist to believe that there's something beyond what they're living each and every day. So your project is basically empowering individuals to dream. Is that correct?
Yes, it definitely is. I really believe wholeheartedly, and this is why our program is really designed for just that. We cover all aspects of life skills. And this year, our theme is image. And as you know, Valerie, image is not skin deep. It goes much further than that. Image covers every aspect of you as a being, as an individual, on the outside and on the inside. And I am so excited about this topic. Of course, I love the fact that you are going to be one of our speakers. I really, really, really love that fact. And we have some other great speakers with us, Andy Henriquez, Candace Haynes, Dr. Carol Coote, just phenomenal people who will really, each and every one of them will bring a different aspect that of information, knowledge, and excitement and fun, too, that the kids really need to be exposed to and will really benefit from.
That's great. Now, those children that are coming to this event, what do they need to do?
Well, what they need to do is let us know they're coming and register. I know that a lot of us are last minute. I know I tend to be last minute. We don't tend to RSVP. We have a registration form that is actually on our Facebook page, the Today Project of South Florida. And basically, I just need that filled out so I can know who you are, your age group, your gender, and that you're coming, so that we can prepare to deliver, you know, the best event that we can possibly can for you. If they want more information, they can always find me personally on Facebook, Eula Murray Hilton, and message me, and I will get information out to them. They can call me at 954-915-3035 and get more information. And they can email me at emurray, M-U-R-R-A-Y-H-Y-L-T-O-N at AOL.com. And Val, did I mention to you the wonderful prizes that we have this year?
Let the listening audience know about the prizes, because you know everybody likes gifts. The parents love gifts. And also, I want to add, Eula, that for the children to come, it's absolutely free.
It's absolutely free. Not only is it absolutely free, they'll get a free T-shirt, and everyone will leave with a little swag bag with some goodies inside. And as you said, everyone loves a gift, plus the chance to win some great prizes. And in addition to that, the prizes include a laptop computer for, you know, students can always use a laptop, a $250 value shopping spree where at the store of their choice, and some Beats headphones, because, you know, we have to get our groove on with a little music.
Yes, indeed. We do have to do that. Now, one of the issues that we have, and I'm going to open up the lines so that, you know, some maybe a parent is on here who bought their child before or is interested in coming that want to ask you questions. I'm talking with Eula Murray Hilton. She's with the Today Project. I want them to be able to, you know, ask you questions, the dialogue, because one of the things that just kind of just gets me, Eula, is the participation aspect. You have so many programs that are out that grassroots nonprofits like ourselves, we invest a lot of time, we get sponsorships, and a lot of our own money to make sure that we provide the best for individuals who we're trying to service. But for some reason, people just won't participate in their own rescue. Do you find that to be an issue as you're trying to put together these events like this?
Oh, definitely, Valerie. You hit the nail on the head. I mean, last year, one of our problems, we had a lot of young people that wanted to come and didn't have adults to bring them or didn't have transportation. And I'm hoping that this year that parents and other adults will really step up and make sure the kids do have a ride to come and make the effort and encourage them to come. Because believe you me, I have spent lots of hours really putting together a program that's informative, that's moving, but is also a whole lot of fun.
That's great. I'm going to open up the lines and see if anyone has any questions for you, Eula, because this is, you know, an exciting, magnificent event that will transform the lives of children, your young adult, your young teens, because, like I said, parents are busy and they want more for their children, but just don't know how to go about getting it and don't know how to tell them to shift to the next level in their lives. So we'll see. We'll hear from one of our listeners. Caller 2122, you're live.
Hi, good evening. I'm not sure if you're referring to me, but this is Vanessa from Coral Springs. I want to
I wanted to
thank Eula for doing what she's doing for the community. She's definitely a beacon of hope for all the children that are out there that need a place to go to, especially in difficult times like this. For example, say just in the news, we heard of a stabbing, you know, at a local high school, and God knows what was going on in that child's mind at that time. So I just want to thank you, Eula, for doing what you're doing for the community. And also, as parents, if we want to get involved, how can we volunteer? What specific needs that you would need from volunteers? And also the date of the event. I'm not sure if I heard you mention when the event is going to be held. I know it's going to be, I heard you say Lauderhill. And what can we do as parents to be more involved in your organization?
Well, I would love any parents that are entrepreneurs that may have a few dollars that they would like to sponsor the event, but I always put the kids first, and I tell all my friends and my associates and every adult who asks me, the first and foremost thing is register some kids to come to the event, because my whole focus really is primarily on the kids. We do need money, however. And we accept donations not only in cash, but also sometimes someone can offer a service or something that we can use for the event. And that is a wonderful contribution and a blessing to us. In terms of the date of the event, it is going to be May 2nd, 2015, this year. Can't believe it's 2015, and it's going to be at John E. Mulling Park in Lauderhill, and its registration begins at 9:30, and we're starting promptly at 10 o'clock.
Okay. Thank you so much for that information. So, Vanessa, did that answer your question?
Yes, it did.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Val, if I may, I just wanted to comment a minute. You know, Vanessa, thank you so much for calling in and showing an interest. She mentioned the violence in school, and we've all been, even my own son had witnessed violence at his high school. And I have to say that this is something that definitely drives me. We have a stereotype of what a child who, you know, may start a fight or something is. And I'm here to tell you there is no stereotype. Kids are sometimes driven by split-second spontaneous decisions. And in a split second, their emotions can drive them to do really stupid things that have lifetime consequences. And if nothing else, I really believe that the speakers that we are going to have at this event will address that in the sense of letting them know that everything that they do has a consequence, and everything that they want in life can be jeopardized by making certain decisions that lead them down a path that cause sometimes irreparable damage. So I'm glad she brought that up.
Thank you so much. Okay, let's try another caller. 8680, the last four digits. You're live. You have a question or comment for Eula? Okay, 8680. Okay, I guess they didn't want to ask the question. They just had their hand up. So if you have any questions for Eula, you can just simply press 1 on your phone, and I will cue you in for any questions or comments you may have for Eula Murray Hilton of the Today Project. Will there be any games or activities for the children, Eula?
Yeah, definitely. We're going to create our own little all-star type basketball event. We are going to have a skills challenge. So if you young people think you've got game, you're going to want to come out and participate in that. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're also going to have some tag football, and we're actually going to be outside moving up and down, doing some fun things, because you know you need to take care health-wise, not only of your mind and what you eat, but also definitely you need to get some exercise in. So we want to get the exercise in, and we want to make it a lot of fun.
Okay, now Eula, are you expecting me to do the exercises too?
Well, last year I did not join in. I was a spectator. I don't know. They might get me moving. I don't know. I'm sure my son will tell you that my jump shot isn't the best, and I can't make a 3-point, so I don't know how I would do with that skills challenge.
Well, you know, I am looking forward to coming and supporting what you're doing with the Today Project. As I said, you've been a champion with the Soul of a Woman Foundation. And one of the things that, you know, I like about this event is it doesn't matter where you are socially, you know, where your economic status is, what you look like, you know, your color, if you're overweight, if you're thin, it doesn't matter. If you feel that there's a need for your child to be a part of something that will inspire and motivate them to tap into their greatness, their own uniqueness, then this is an opportunity for you to sign your child up, bring them to the event. And is it open for the parents to hang around too, Eula?
We want the parents to hang around for a little bit in the morning, but then after that, we kind of don't want them, you know, looking over their child's shoulder. We want the young people to be able to just communicate freely and interact with the presenters without mom or dad or grandma kind of hanging around.
Right. Because, you know, when I do my events, like soul retreat and things like that, one of the things I've always said to you is whatever goes on at the event stays at the event, because we be talking about a lot of different things that are very emotional and stuff. So we want to make sure that we protect our children's emotions so that it will help them upward and not downward or spiral out of control, because what we're trying to do is offer a lifeline of support to take them to the next level, as I said.
No, most definitely. And we always end, as you do with your events, we always end our day with a rap session with the young people, and we get in groups and talk about different subjects. And that is a really good time for young people to just open up without being afraid that they will be, you know, criticized or they will be judged or anything, and have someone there to kind of guide the conversation and just, you know, great things come out of that dialogue, as you know, when people can honestly and freely communicate. And young people are no.
Go ahead, Eula.
No, and young people are no different. I think sometimes we think, okay, what's good for adults is good for adults, and that young people don't necessarily. But communication is a powerful thing, as you know, Val.
Absolutely. That's what I was going to say, that, you know, the ability to communicate is what breaks and destroys every stronghold over an individual's life, because one of the main reasons that individuals commit suicide is because they are suffering in silence. They feel like they have no voice. They're inside screaming, but nobody hears them. And we want to make sure that, you know, when we do events, and those of you are listening that are planning events and working in the community like you and myself and Shirley are, that one of the things we want to do is make sure that we have a line of communication so we can know where an individual is hurting so that they won't commit suicide, so that they won't fall off the grid, so they won't get attached to wrong individuals in school. So I do applaud you for the work that you're doing, Eula.
Well, thank you, Val. You've been a good role model.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I like about you also, Eula, is that, you know, you look at things and you work them and then you make them better. And I tell you, that is what I like about this program that you have here. You know, when I do my event Soul Retreat, it's for the adults, because one of the things that I feel is the adults are so messed up that they're so messed up they can't deal with the needs or the affairs of the children. So you came and swooped in and said, let me deal with the children. Let me work with them, because there's a break here. We have the parents, and then we have the children. And as I said, you know, evil prevails when good men and women do nothing. Yes, we have these big organizations. We have these clubs and stuff that children can go to. But what are they doing? Are they just going there playing, or are they being empowered? And yes, we have people that say, organizations that say, oh, I can, you know, undergird it because I have a domestic violence organization. Yeah, I can put you up in hotels and this and that, but all the red tape you have to go through to be able to get any assistance, get any help. Because that was one of the problems I had when I found myself in a domestic violence situation. So I set up my foundation based on the needs that I had and was not able to obtain. And one of the main things I said, Eula, was the humiliation that people make you feel just because you're between blessings, if you will, at that time. They degrade you and make you feel so insignificant. So a lot of things that the Soul of a Woman Foundation does, you won't hear about it. No, it's not going to be publicized and things, because I don't feel that when a person is going through a struggle or a challenge in their life that the media and it needs to be pictures of them and stuff. Yeah, I do have pictures, but I don't have them for the public to see because it's none of their business. And that's one of the things I like about the Today Project. These kids that are going to be there, yeah, we're going to take pictures of the activities and stuff just for our records and for those sponsors, but they're not going to be out to the public, so your children won't have to be embarrassed about, oh, we're at a free event because of peer pressure. Is that correct?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, I never do that. It's not about, this event is not about publicity or being in front of a camera. This is really keeping it real and interacting in a very real way with kids and allowing them to be themselves and allowing them to really enjoy the moment and get as much out of it as possible. I think you touched on a great thing in terms of there are a lot of large organizations which do a lot of work, but I think community-based, local-based nonprofit organizations can do so much because of that personal touch, because of that individual need. There are so many people that I know in the community that each and every, I call them the unsung heroes, that do little things every day and reach out and just touch individuals, and no one ever hears about it. But it's okay, because I believe God sees everything, and one word, one hug, one pat on the back, one just word of encouragement can, when someone may be in crisis or when they may be confused or contemplating what which road or which path they're going to take is huge. And for our young people, we know that it is a the teens definitely are a time when they're trying to figure things out, when emotions can run high, when they may lack discipline in terms of carrying out even the things that they say they want to do. They don't know how to get there. They don't know how to put the pieces to let go. And so it is very important on an individual level.
Yes, and like I said, there's people doing work every day. And one of the things I say when I speak is, give somebody a hug, a smile. It costs you nothing. And love isn't love until you give it away. You can literally save someone's life just by reaching out and touching them. You know how many children are in homes that have never been hugged by their parents? They've never been told that they were loved. And this is why the disconnect. They don't know what love is. They identify love by hanging out with their boys, hanging out with the girls, and doing their little thing. That's what they identify with love. But love is an emotion that a lot of young people don't know, don't express. Just like we talked, Vanessa just talked about shootings at school and stabbings and what's not. How can they do that and not have any emotion, not even care that they hurt someone, and not only that individual, but the whole family is going to have to take on the brunt of that incident?
Most definitely. I remember something that definitely stuck in my mind. You know, as we become grown folks, sometimes when we were younger, we never used to listen to our parents or never paid much attention. But I always remember something that my father said. He said, you have to be a parent. You have to discipline your children. You sometimes have to do things that they don't particularly like you doing. But above all else, your child must know that you love them. Through whatever goes on, whatever happens, they must know that you love them. Even when you have to ground them, even when you have to say, well, you're going to lose privileges or that you can't go to the party. Above and beyond all else, they must know that you really, truly do love them. And unfortunately, Val, there are a lot of young people out there, as you said, that are missing that. They are missing it.
Right, and I'm going to talk about that at the Today Project that is going to be May 2nd, because a lot of individuals, especially young girls, mistake control and manipulation for love. They've never experienced love, so they feel that young little boys can treat them any kind of way. And they're okay with it just because they, you know, may buy them a hamburger. Your life is worth more than a McDonald's hamburger. Or they may buy you a soda after school. Your life and your dreams are worth more than a soda and a candy bar or a bag of potato chips. So self-esteem and allowing individuals to know that there's so much more to who they are, that just because they may be going through their little adolescent stage and discovering their bodies and not knowing quite how things are all coming together, it's okay. And this forum is going to allow them the opportunity to express what they don't know and what they don't understand. We don't want to keep them all caged in a box and have them come to an event where people are talking at them and not to them.
Most definitely. And I definitely know that there's going to be a lot of interaction. I did want to bring up that point. It's not going to be like you're in school. There's going to be a lot of interaction between the presenters and the kids. And that's what I love about this event. I mean, last year I was amazed because I have been in schools and seen kids being rowdy and unruly while the teacher is teaching. And I was amazed about last year when I saw the young men and women sitting in the room, listening intently to what the presenters were saying, laughing and joking and really getting involved in there. There was no time at all we ever had to say, hey, you know, you're disrupting the class, as it were.
Okay, well, parents that have just joined in, I'm talking to Eula Murray Hilton. She is with the Today Project, and she's having an event. And Eula, would you give the information once again on how parents can register their children and also contact you to find out further information?
Yes, the event is the Today Project of South Florida. It's going to be held May 2nd of this year, 2015. Yes, we're in 2015. And it's going to be at the John E. Mulling Park in Lauderhill, which the address is 2000 Northwest 55th Avenue in Lauderhill. And we are going to have a wonderful time of motivation, of physical activities, and life skills, and a little bit of glam involved too. We're going to have some people coming in. So we are going to address image really from the inside and the out.
Thank you so much, Eula.
If they want to get in touch with me for more information, please feel free to call me at 954-915-3035, or they can go to our Facebook page and message me, the Today Project of South Florida, and they can also email me at emurrayhilton, with a Y, so emurrayhylton. @AOL.com.
Thank you so much. Shirley, you look phenomenal.
She is. I mean, the tenacity that she has to work with such a range in age from 13 to 23, because, you know, when that 13-year-old get in there, he already thinks he's 21, so you got to, you know, kind of keep him focused that he's only 13. So I tip my hat to you, because that range that you have and the diversity in it, you know, girls and boys and stuff. And I'm like, wow, this is something really that's neat. You have put yourself in a position that not only are you a role model to these young people, but you're showing them that you care, that, you know, that you hear them, you're listening to them. And so to bring them together in the panel, you know, I know what Dr. Val on there and Andy, which I know personally, both of these two, you have a dynamic team with just those two. And because I've had the pleasure experience in listening to them both and knowing Val for the years that I've known her, so you have pulled together a dynamic panel to interact and work with these children. So, you know, I live in Michigan. If I was in Florida, I would be there, because I know it's going to be something that's going to impact their lives for the rest of their lives. And I commend you for walking out and touching these young people. I love working with children, and I love what you're doing. So you are one phenomenal woman.
Thank you very much. But again, it's not about you, but it's about the kids. And I really believe that anyone who signs or registers their kids for this event will definitely not be sorry they did so. And it's funny, because when the kids come in, I say, oh, did your parents tell you you need to come here, or did someone drag you here? And by the time they left in the afternoon, they could not believe the fun time that they had. And I asked them, did you like it? Did you enjoy yourself? And they all pretty much said yes. And that was a blessing to me, definitely. And I'm glad to be able to do it for the second year.
Well, I applaud you, my Shiro. So, Shirley, you are a mover and shaker there in Detroit. You got an event coming up.
I actually have two coming up. You know, it's like I have to stay in motion. And because it seems like the more I do, the more there is a need that is unmet. And the event that I have coming up next month is, April is National Minority Health Awareness Month. And I live in the capital, Lansing, and there's not one event going on to recognize Health Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. And my organization, Against All Odds, did it for years, and then we pulled back. So now we're back, and we're back stronger than ever. So I'm doing a health symposium where I will have doctors in and other advocates in to discuss the health issues that affects minorities at a disproportionate than any other nationality on this earth, mainly heart disease, kidney disease, high blood pressure, cholesterol, even going to have hepatitis C testing, mental health, and we're going to deal with breast cancer and lupus. All of these diseases, because I started to notice it, I guess about 5 years ago, 5-6 years ago, maybe because there was so many people in my family that came down with kidney disease, that I started noticing these dialysis centers seemed like they was popping up like dollar stores and party stores. And I said, I don't recall it ever being that within every mile or two, you can find a dialysis center or something related to it. And I said, what is causing this? What is the shift? What's going on? Why so many? And then not only that, heart attacks. It used to be you wouldn't hear about heart attacks so prevalent in people until they was in their 70s, 80s. You have people dying that are less than 50 years old from a massive heart attack. Why? What is the shift? What is happening? Is it because of our eating habits from years ago? So we're even going to have a chef there to prepare healthy meals. So it's, you know, again, I'm a grassroots program. It is very difficult to get the support that the larger organization gets, especially in my city. Being in the capital is very political. And even though we're nonprofit, but they have like a stronghold or a strong presence in the political field, that they get a lot of support from corporate America in this city, whereas being a grassroots program like mine, I'm under the radar. I am not someone, as they see, that can give them a spotlight. And my light is not large enough to shine on them. But my light is a light that goes within the community to the people that have gone through these diseases. Once they leave the hospital and once the insurance company, or if they don't have insurance, they get substandard treatment. But once the insurance company has paid the hospital and they're like a non-entity, they're not that important anymore because the other people have gotten their money. So this person is sent home to deal with this. So where my organization comes in and say, we're here. We hear you. What are your needs? So we offer not only economical but emotional support. We're like that voice. We become that voice for especially cancer survivors and their family. We go with them even to a doctor's appointment where when the doctor's giving them their treatment and options and telling them about their reports and everything, we're like that voice that there that deciphers it. And in other words, give it to them in layman's term. We break it down in plain English where the doctor may give them a lot of medical terms. And so if you've been diagnosed with a disease or something that life-threatening, your thoughts is not on, well, your S phases with this and, you know, your even as far as your hemoglobin was down or, you know, your lymphocytes or this, you're still focusing on, I could die. So we're that person that's there asking the doctor, okay, can you give her this in writing? Okay, let's break this down. This is what he's saying to you, that these are your choices, or this is what, you know, your expectation is, what he expects from you, and he needs to know what you expect from him, because the brain shuts down when you get those type of diagnoses. Mm-hmm. You see him talking or her talking, but Val, you can't really respond. Your response is always, okay, uh-huh. But are you really taking it in, processing it? You can't, because your brain goes in a lock mode. You can hear them and you see them talking, but you're still locked into, I could die. So once you leave there and someone can ask you, okay, what did the doctor say? And you're looking at them like a deer in headlights. I don't know. I don't remember it. They really didn't say anything. When they did, and they did say a lot. But you just could not process it. So what we do, we're there. We're that person to help process it for you and then deliver it to you later, when you can process it, because you can only process small pieces at a time. We're also there when you can't afford to pay your cell phone bill. It's your only means of communication with the outside world. We're also there when you can't buy that half a gallon of milk or that box of cereal or that ice cream that you need to eat to coat your stomach while you're going through chemo. Or you can't go to the store and get it. We're there for you. So we have people that we've taken under our umbrella. Not a lot of survivors at a time, because it's a small group of us. But we may take on two or three people. We're there to also help them get bus vouchers. Or if they're transferring down to Ann Arbor, which is like an hour and some drive, where they have what they call the mega bus, that we help them get on that to go down to get treatments or whatever. You know, I had one young lady that went down, you know, and I helped her out and I talked her through her treatments and everything. But we're there if we have to even drive as far an hour, hour and a half away to bring you groceries. Mm-hmm. Where the big organization, they don't even remember your name, let alone be there to help you.
No, they're not going to drive anywhere.
They're not driving anywhere. Like I said, they don't remember your name. Even if you gave them a donation, they don't remember you. We're more personal. We're more on a one-on-one basis. So we try to bring information to people, resources, as much as we can, as far as our health symposium that we're doing. We're not doing it in a community center or some or a hotel or a convention center. We're actually going to an apartment complex clubhouse where we know that some of the people in there would come out, but otherwise they lack transportation or whatever the need may be. At this point in the clubhouse that we're doing it in, their building is attached to it. It's not a standalone building. So all they need to do is come out of their apartment, walk down the hall, down into the clubhouse, and there we will be.
Okay. That's really awesome, Shirley. That really is.
Thank you.
That really is. And you know, there's one, while I was listening to you talk, something just came to mind. You know, when sometimes, whether family, friends, or that those other health professionals, I notice with people when a crisis happens, everyone kind of gathers for a moment, and everyone's all over, and everyone's fussing, and then they all leave, they all go home, and the person is left to really fend for themselves. And what is so awesome about what you're doing is you're giving them that really practical support that they need. And it's the little things, the things that you're giving them assistance with, that is so huge. Because, as you said, when someone gets a diagnosis and they're just left on their own, there are issues. You know, they can't think straight. They need assistance with things. And I really, really applaud you, because it is something, health is a very serious issue in our community. And anyone who is willing to take it on, I really, really applaud you. Because if we can get the word out and just educate people and also give them support, that is huge.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, like I said, there are so many people that are grassroots. We have nonprofits that are doing the work, and nobody knows about it. So, you know, I thought it was important to showcase and expose individuals like yourself, Eula. You know, Shirley and I on the radio every week, we have this platform that I'm blessed to have my many supporters that, you know, support the show, support the soul of a woman each week by buying a book, or I sell unique products. So I have individuals that support with unique, like you, Eula, Shirley, and Veronica Brooks, and so many people support in so many different ways. Send in just donations saying, you know, I believe in you, know what you're doing. And we need more people like you in the community. They want to do it, but don't have the resources to do it. You know, you, Shirley, Eula, myself, a lot of times it comes right out of our pockets.
Yeah.
Because it's not enough money to get the work done.
But, you know, you can't wait, Val. You know, we talked about this last year when I told you that I was going to start this. And people, you got to just do. Sometimes
exactly.
Sometimes it won't turn out exactly the way you want. But I just knew, like last year, it was scrambling to get everything in place. And some of my friends said, you sure you want to do this? Why don't you wait a little while? And I said, no. I remembered distinctly what you said. If God put it on your heart and you don't do it, he's going to be mad.
Yes, indeed. I know it all too well. I can't tell you how many times I went to do the retreat and I'm like, but the money is just not there. I can't do it. And then I get this little knot or churning in my stomach that just won't let me rest. And I have to do it. And guess what? The resources come. It comes.
Yeah.
It comes. It comes.
Yeah.
You make an effort to do what God put on your heart, he will make sure you have provision to get it done.
And I
yes,
think the takeaway is that everybody, as you just said, Val, everybody in our community, they don't realize you can start small. It's just the little things that you do every day that can mean so much to so many.
Yeah, just like Shirley saying, you know, we have individuals that are ill in our community and they're not necessarily elderly. We have young people that are dying because of disease and stuff. They need some food or need to be taken to the doctor or need someone to clean up their home. You know, love isn't love until you give it away. Remember that for today, tomorrow, and thereon for throughout the year. Show some love. Your hug, a smile, or say, can I help you, will go a long way for somebody that's broken. So we've got a few minutes, Eula. So do you have any closing remarks?
I just want to encourage all parents who have young people in this age group, and sometimes it's not even parents. Sometimes I get aunts or grandmothers or other extended family members, or even friends that have friends with young people. I just encourage them to definitely visit us on Facebook and really download a copy of our registration form. It is going to be a wonderful event, and I know that both the adults and the young people who participate in the event will be blessed, and there will be a lot of useful information that they will leave there with and at the same time have a good time. And, of course, if they're
well,
lucky.
Well, give that information on Facebook again, because I tried to pull it up and I couldn't. So could you give that information again, please?
It's the number 2 day, D-A-Y,
okay.
Project. A lot of people are trying to look up T-O-D-A-Y, but it's the number 2 D-A-Y Project of South Florida.
Got
and,
it now.
Right. If they cannot find it for some reason, they can look me up on Facebook, EULAMURRAY-HYLTON, and message me, and I'll direct them to the Today Project Facebook. I try and post a lot of things on my own Facebook page, but daily, I try to update the Today Project with useful information and more information about what's going to happen at the event, more information about the speakers, more information about the prizes they can possibly get, and it just goes on and on. But it's going to be a great event, and I just urge young people to come on.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight on Hot Topics from the Soul. And Shirley, if you can give out the information, close us out with your event and how individuals can connect with you, the dates of your event, what the cost is going to be, then individuals can start moving forward on that.
Wonderful. Thank you. The Minority Health Awareness Month Health Symposium is going to be April the 25th. And that's going to be in Lansing. For those that are in Lansing, Michigan, and have family in the near and surrounding area, it's free. You can reach me on email at aaof99@yahoo.com, or you can go to againstalloddsinc.com. And I'm on Facebook, Shirley M. Carter. And then the Women of Vision, which is a luncheon we do for survivors, breast cancer survivors, we salute them. That's going to be May 16th at the MSU Kellogg Center, and ticket price for that is $40. And you can also still reach me on Facebook with that. There's a page set up on Facebook that you can click that you would like to join and come visit us. And you can also make donation by going to eventbrite.com. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for that, and I look forward to you all joining me next week for another Hot Topics from the Soul. And remember, love is never love unless you give it away. Good night, and God bless.